He left off last week, beginning to discuss the sugya of Hezek Re'iyah. It was actually Machlokas in the Gemara, whether Hezek Re'iyah is something that we have to reckon with in the first place. So assuming for a moment there is such a thing as Hezek Re'iyah, assuming for a moment that there is a valid claim, I could say, I don't want you looking into my half of the backyard, and that's going to enable me to force you to contribute towards the building of this wall. So the Riff raised the question, can we apply the principle of Cheskas? Tashmishin, principle of Chazaka, to such a scenario. We learned about this already in the second paragraph. The other sugya is to talk about when I have a certain zchus to prevent you from doing something. I could say to you, I don't want you to put a ladder against my wall. I don't want you to dig a hole next to my tree. Whatever the different scenarios are, if you go ahead and do it anyway, and I dilly-dally, I don't say anything about it, time passes, and now all of a sudden I wake up, oh, I want you to take down the ladder, I want you to cut down the tree. Do you have a right to say, but you've been Michael already. It's been there already for a while, and you haven't said anything. So it's understood that you were machted in midas chuyos. It's understood you were bevat. It's understood you were Michael on those chuyos. Is that a valid claim or not? So basically, yes. Basically, there is such a concept of cheskes tashmishin. So asks the Riff, if there's a concept of cheskes tashmishin, should we apply that here as well? So two guys split a courtyard. And they would have come to Bezin immediately and demanded that the wall be built. One would have demanded the other, then Hezek Re'iyah, he has a right to force him to build the wall. But he drained a couple a little bit, he drained around a little bit, you know, a week passed, a month passed, a year passed, whatever the point is. And now Baruch Hamu, he wakes up and he says, I don't like you peeking into my backyard. So the other person, L'chorosh, have a right to say, have a chazacha. So comes the Riff, and the third of the Rambam comes in the Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Riff. Let's pick it up from the fifth line into the Ramban, towards the end of the line. If you would hold that Hezek Re'iyah is a concern, then the principle of Chazaka wouldn't apply. Because Hezek Re'iyah is something that's constantly causing damage. It's the equivalent of if I have smoke that's billowing into your property line, or I have an outhouse right over the property line that's causing a terrible smell into your property. So the Gemara says the Farish, the second paragraph of Basra, that there's no chazaka under those circumstances. Chazaka means that I put a ladder here. Sometimes it's causing a problem, sometimes it's not causing a problem. It's not a hezek haguf. It's not something that's so terrible. So if you don't complain right away, then we assume there was some kind of a mechila took place. But something which is an ongoing hezek, we would never say there was a mechila. Therefore, 20 years later, I can also turn around and say to you, get rid of that outhouse, get rid of that source of smoke. So to over here, get rid of your hezek re'iyah, i.e., I'm forcing you to build a wall. So I can't divvy a riff. So notwithstanding what the Riff said, his own Talmud, his Talmud Muvok the Rimagash, disagreed with what his Rebbe said. The Rimagash was a fascinating Talmud of the Riff. The Riff lived for the most part of his life in North Africa, in Morocco, Fez. That's where Mafasi comes from, city of Fez. He was there for many, many years. And when he was in his 70s, then the Riff had to run away for his life. You know, or I guess the North African version of pogroms, whatever it was. The bottom line is he had to run away. He escaped to Spain. And then in his 70s, he set up yeshiva in Spain. And we know a lot of his Tamidim from the later years. So the very end of his life. So one of his famous Tamidim, perhaps the most famous Wall Tamidim at that point, was the man by the name of Yosef Ibn Magash, or the Rebbe Magash. The Rebbe Magash was famous in his own right. And he was a Talmud Muvok of the Riff, and he wrote, we have many, many of his Chedushim and Shas, but he became famous for another reason as well. He had a famous Talmud. His famous Talmud was a man by the name of Maimon, who had a very, very famous son. His name was Rambam. So the Rambam always viewed the Rebbe Magash as his Rebbe, even though the Rambam never really learned from the Rebbe Magash. The Rebbe Magash died when the Rambam was a little boy, but the Rambam's father was a Talmud Muvok of the Rebbe Magash, so he always considered himself to be like a Talmud of the Rebbe Magash. There is a story, I don't know the source of this story, I don't know whether it's a story / legend, I can't tell you, that the Rambam said apparently that he attributed all his success and whatever success learning he had to a brach that he received this little boy from the Rebbe Magash. So again, it's a chassidish story about the Rambam, I'm not sure, but whatever it is, the story I can't tell you about, the fact that the Rambam considered Rebbe Magash to be his extended Rebbe, that's for sure true, because the Rambam quotes him as Rabosa all the time, but he wasn't really a formal Talmud of his. So the Rebbe Magash disagreed with his Rebbe, with the Riff. So let's take a look at the sixth of the Rambam Kavos. The ikashalach hadasnan chalona mitzvahs ein lo chazaka ulitzuri yesh lo chazaka. Ramina and the labi gemara the matam have amas yesh lo chazaka biyachal limchos the shamina mina the chalon the ispe hezekriya is the chazaka. Comes through Bagash makes reference to a sugya in the end of the third parable of Basra, where the Mishnah, the Gemara, talks about different windows. I have a window opening up into your property. After a certain amount of time, if it's a certain kind of a window, I have a chazaka on that window. I have chazaka to keep that window there. And the Mishnah discusses, was it a big window? Was it a little window? If it's a very, very little window, maybe the reason why the person didn't protest, he didn't even notice it. But if it's a really geschmack, a size window, that's considered to be a chazaka. So comes to Magash and says, a chazaka for what? What's the case exactly? I have a window, and what are you asking me to do? So presumably what you're asking me to do is to close up that window. Why are you asking me to close up that window? Because it must be, I'm looking into your backyard. Oh, that's Hezekiah. So what does the Mishnah say? It depends. If you ask me to close up the window right away, then you have a right to do so to prevent Hezekiah. But if a lot of time passed by, and it's a big, big window, and it's understood that if you really were complaining, you would have complained right away, yesh lechazaka. So the Mishnah talks about a chazaka for windows. It says to the Magash, turns around to his Rebbe, he says, a chazaka for windows? Is it a window clearly talking about a hezek re'iyah shayla? And you, the Rebbe, told us that there's no such thing as chazaka for hezek re'iyahs. So comes the Ramban, in the third of the Marmakamos, and the Ramban was always the great defender. The Ramban tries to defend the riff from the attacks of the Balamor, from the attacks of the Balamor. Here the Ramban is trying to defend the riff from the attack of his own Talmud. So comes the Ramban back to the third of the Mamakamos. It's six lines from the bottom. Umasha Heishiva Lof Tamida, Rabbi Yosef Alevi's out. The Rima Gash was Levi. So Rabbi Yosef Alevi, the Rima Gash, asked the question against his Rebbe. How could his Rebbe, the riff, say that there's no Cheskas Tashmishin for Hezekiah? Says the Ramban, we have the wrong window, we have the wrong case. That window of the Mishnah is not even talking about a topic of Hezekiah. So what are we talking about? Says the Ramban, there's a totally different sugya about windows. Windows means as follows. I have the wall of my house, and I decide I want to build a window there. Because today, I'm not overlooking your backyard. There's no issue of Hezekiah. I want to have a nice view and look outside. So I break open a hole in my wall and make myself a very, very nice window there. And the window is there for a while. I'm enjoying the view. Every morning I look outside. I see the sunrise. All of a sudden, 10 years later, you decide to put a wall on your side of the property line, blocking my view. So now here, I spent money before to open up this window. I've been enjoying the use of this window. And all of a sudden, you block the window. So I take you to the entire, I said, you're blocking my view. Is that a claim or is that not a claim? So the Mishnah says, depends. If I had a chazaka to have the right to look out the window and enjoy the view, you're interfering with my usage. That's a legitimate usage, a legitimate need. I want to enjoy the inspiration from the outside, and you're blocking it for me. So if I open up my window, and a second later you put up a wall, I have a right to have a window, you have a right to have a wall. But if I was using it for a while, I was machzik, I had a quote-unquote a cheskas tashvishin on your property. I acquired the rights to have that free line of vision out of your airspace, and you didn't do anything about it. You didn't stop me. You didn't put up a wall right away. You didn't come to the base and tell me to close it. Nothing. So once I used your property for X amount of time and you were mavati, you were meichel on it, that's a chazaka. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is not even talking about Hezekiah. There is no Hezekiah here. So just because the Mishnah talks about chazakas for windows, we're not sure, is the Mishnah talking about chazakas to force a person to close a window? That's what the Rav Gashron is talking about. Or is the Mishnah talking about a chazaka to enable a person to keep his window to be able to look outside? So I was thinking about this Mishnah a couple of months ago in my shul. Those are the layout room of the shul. So I sit in the front, so I have a beautiful window there. Usually the shades are down, but every once in a while, I want to take a look. I can peek through the shades a little bit. Sometimes I get a sense of what the weather's looking like. And a sukkah, usually towards the end of the davening, I'll see a little peek to see what's coming attractions, what's going on. Oh, I don't want to see, you know, is it a nice day outside? Not a nice day outside. So, you know, peek a little bit, I'll take a look. So about 3 months ago, I opened up the shades a little bit towards the end of the davening to take a look and see. And I see this big white thing in my face. What's going on? And I realized right before Rosh Hashanah, so we put up a little, like a mini tent, like not even really a tent, it was a little just like an awning, a little covering, right in front of the shul. So just in case, we may have one or two people who may have been some quasi-quarantine, Suffolk quarantines, Yedem quarantines, some people who weren't, for whatever reason, shouldn't be coming into shul proper, but Rosh Hashanah, so we had this medically approved area for people who weren't really quarantined anyway, but we loved after we wanted them in public. So we opened up a little bit of outdoor front area for them. So we put a little white in front, a little white in back, a little quasi-tent. That way they could hear the shofar, they could hear the shots a little bit from the window. The end, Baruch Hashem, I don't think anyone used it, but Baruch Hashem, it was there anyway. So I noticed that the side of that little structure blocked my window, totally. So here I'm trying to look outside. I couldn't see a thing. So the first thing I thought of was this Mishnah. It was this Ramban. It was said as Bavasra. I had a claim. I've taken my own shul to within Torah that I had for 20 years. I've been looking out the window, and now you blocked my line of vision. So I was meicher immediately. So I think they took it down. I think the wind did the job for over the last couple of months. Anyway, back to the story. So at the end of the day, we are still not sure. Back to our case. The windows vision is very nice, but we're still talking about Hezekiah. So we want to know bottom line. Is there such a thing called the Chazak of Hezekiah, or is there no such thing for Chazak of Hezekiah? So comes the Rimagash himself and throws out another svara to our sugya. Comes the Rimagash back to the sixth of the Mamakavos. It's the fourth line, at the end of the fourth line of the Rimagash. Avav b'chotze de travayu maski hadadi, v'hezek shuriya shavu l'shneihem, yachal omar had deshaski gimoshanim, la mishu mechila, el mishum de tavian, de travayim shavim b'hezek, v'hav amina yom amocha, tirtza lasas mechitza, avalo machalti. So comes the Rimagash, mamish from left field, comes the Rimagash and says, we could pilpul about, is there chazok of Hezekiah or not? And I can hear the svar of my Rebbe that people are never meichel because it's so annoying and it's like bathrooms and smoke, etc. And says Rimagash, I can tell you my svara, the riot from the windows, people are meichel. We could fight back and forth in court until tomorrow. All people are meichel, people are not meichel. It says Rimagash, and I'm going to throw a new svar at you from left field. It says Rimagash, classic cheskes tashmisha means I'm causing you some kind of a problem. Whatever the problem is, my ladder is causing you problems. My pit is, my trees are causing you problems. So we can discuss, why are you Michael? You're not Michael. Maybe you're, maybe no. Over here, we're both causing each other problems. When we're both living in this courtyard, I'm looking into your side, and you're looking to my side. So it's hard to identify who's the Mazik, who's the Nizik. The answer is, I'm the Mazik and the Nizik. You're the Mazik and the Nizik. So says the Rimagash, when we're both causing each other problems, the fact that I'm quiet doesn't prove anything. Because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know why I'm going to be quiet? Because probably you're going to do something about it anyway. Because you don't want me to see you. The same way I don't want you to see me, you don't want me to see you. So therefore, we cannot attribute my shtika to a mechila. The whole idea of chazok, the idea of cheskes tashmishin is, why are you quiet? Why don't you make a fuss? Why don't you come to Beis Din? So the answer is, it must be that it doesn't really bother you. It must be, there's no other way to explain why you didn't come and make the fight from day one. It must be in your heart and soul you were meichel, you were mevatel, you gave him the zchius and finished gemara. But if there's another reason why you didn't come to Beis Din, i.e., why do I have to be the bad guy? Why should I come and scream to Beis Din? You're going to come anyway willingly because you don't want me to look on your property. So if we can attribute any other shape or form, any other reason we can explain away your shtika, then your shtika is not considered to be a mechila. So when all the dust settles, we're not sure what the answer to this question is. We split up a courtyard. Yeah, this was all within the Mandiyama Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. If you hold Lav Shmei Hezek, then she didn't start this morning. But if you hold Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, then that's a legitimate claim in days that I could say, I don't want you looking into my private side of the courtyard. I don't like that, and I insist that you put up a wall. So now we want to know, but I didn't insist right away. So can we say that I was Mavatar or my Zchiyos or not? So according to the Rif, you never moich on these chuyos. It's impossible because it's bathrooms, it smells, it's ochi, it's terrible. People are not moich on those kinds of things. The Rebbe says, yes, they are. But then the Rebbe says, well, by the way, you should just know that over here, we cannot attribute your shtika to mechila because it's just there are other reasons why perhaps you wish Isaac. So one thing we know with absolute certainty is that we're not certain. We don't know whether shtika is considered to be mechila or not. We're still kind of stuck in that in the basic question: is shtika considered to be mechila? However,
back of my house is next to our backyard. I have a wall, neither one of us can see each other. I decided to put a window in my house so I can see into your backyard.
Right, so you should.
I created the.
Right, so.
Now you can see into my house, our
window
is on you.
Right, the other person should scream right away. Right, right. In Ochanam, you should scream right away. Right, if he doesn't scream right
away. In the window, what am I going to say? You should do something in your backyard to prevent you from.
No, you have the right to tell me. If you don't, the Mishnah says that if I start opening windows, opening into your property, you have the right to tell me to close them. That's you don't like having somebody look into your house. So comes the Rosh in the ninth of the Maamar Gamos, and now raises a whole other question. Now a lomdish question based on everything we were talking about. We're pilpuling the Rif and the Rebbe Gash and the Ramban. Everyone's pilpuling. Is your shtika mechila? Is your shtika not mechila, etc. But one thing is absolutely clear. Let's say we know that they were moichel one to another. They divided up the courtyard and Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. And they were about to be forced by Beis Din to build this wall together. And one party says to the other, you know what? I'm Moichel. It's okay. We don't forget about it. We don't have to bother wasting our money. I like you, you like me. We're not such private people. Well, it's okay. It's fine. And then a month later, he comes back and says, you know, it's not so fine. You know, I tried it. I thought it would be okay, but I really don't like everybody looking into my backyard. Let's go back to where we were, square one. Let's go back to building that wall again. And the other party says, nothing doing. You were Michael already. I'm not arguing that I was Michael. I'm just saying I was Michael, but I'd like to change that mechila, please, from here on in. So comes the Rosh in the ninth of the Maamar Gamos. Four lines on the bottom. Whatever you think about the machlokes, the Rif and the Rebbe Gash, where the shtika is a mechila, Aval says the Rosh, im yesh edim shemachlu ha-shukin zelzeh al-hazagriya, shuv ein yichol lachzabahen. Says the Rosh, if there was an outright mechila, so mechila is mechila. So lemoshel, I owe you $1,000. And you're meichel on the chov. And then an hour later you say, you know what, I need a few extra dollars. I'd like to retract my mechila. Jump in the lake. Once you're meichel, mechila takes effect and it's over. So too the Rosh says, once you were meichel on the requirement to build a wall, the game's over. You can't change your mind anymore.
The
mechila of the keser is people you pay. Oh, right, you become the Russian's cash. He's right on target. So comes the Russian, says, he starts out very emphatically saying that once you're mechila, the game's over. And then he starts to backpedal for a second. He says, wait a second. Afal pi, she'oyba l'chaver krak susi v'shabakadi, yocho lachsebo v'zchayv chaver v'zek achashachosebo. He's referencing a Mishnah at the end of the 8th Perkei Bava Kamma. What if I say to you as follows? I say, listen, I want you to feel you can vent your anger. I said, rip my shirt if you so desire. Break my my barrel if you want. It's okay. Smash my car. Here's a sledgehammer. You want to take out your aggression? Smash my car. I remember years ago, I don't know if you say this publicly, but years ago in YU, it was once during finals, you know, guys get very agitated, you know, during finals time. So some kid thought of a great way to make a few dollars. He bought some junk car, maybe $200. He bought some bumish piece of garbage car, and he parked it right in front of YU. He bought a sledgehammer, and for $5, he gave people the right to smack three smacks against the car to take out your anger about the when you just failed the final or something. It went. What the guy made it hundreds and hundreds of dollars. He paid off and then some. I think eventually the cops came. I'm not sure it was against the law what they were doing, but it's just you know every guy's standing in line, especially a car at 2 o'clock in the morning, didn't go over well. But this guy probably became like some million. This guy was thinking, you know, they're thinking of some new way of making some business. Anyway, so if I say to you here's my car, Gagazunday, smash my car. Here's the hammer, go smash my car. So the Mishnah says, okay, a little bit of sugar, but all my crux is the potter. So I gave the guy who's just to do it, he's potter. So what if I tell the guy, listen, here's the hammer, smash my car. And the guy smashed. He said, you know what? I said, you know, stop. I don't want you to smash anymore. The guy says, no, you told me I could smash. And he keeps on going after him screaming, stop. Anybody say that he's potter at that point? It's ridiculous. Mishnah's omekrak susi is potter. If I say rip my shirt, you're potter. That means the part of the ripping that I gave you permission, but the minute that I tell you to stop, so then the game's over. So I was mevater on the hezek at that point, but I'm not mevater on the hezek liyol levoya. There's no such thing as mevater on meichel liyol levoya on the hezek. So comes the rush, says, I don't understand. I just got finished telling you that although the Rimagash and the Rip and the Rabbah, everyone's fighting out whether shtika constitutes a mechila, but kuliyam alupligi, everyone agrees if there was a form of mechila with Adam, and no question about it, so mechila is binding. Binding mechila means it's binding in the Yolam Void. How is it binding in the Void? What mechila mehezekriya just basically means is I'm giving you permission to be mazik you. I have a claim of hezekriya. I have a claim in halacha. You're not allowed to be mazik me. Hezek is like ripping my shirt, like breaking my car. So I'm saying to you, it's okay. Rip my shirt, break my car, smash my barrel, look into my backyard, be mazik me, Genghis and Pei, be mazik me. But the minute that I say stop, you have to stop. The same way you have to stop swinging the hammer, you have to stop looking into my backyard. So at that point, I should be able to turn around and say, I want the wall back up. So the Rosh is cash on himself. How can I tell you Bechila works in the other one? Clearly by Hezek it doesn't. So comes the Rashi continues in the third line. Shiny hocha, the tvias mamom yesh benayan, shenis chayev kolechem lechavero lesayo bebinyan hakosel. Habi commotion is chayev lo mane umachlo alav sheyiskim chidlasim lo kenyan. So the Rosh is a loaded, loaded thing. It says the Rosh. Building a wall has agreed is different than smashing a car. What exactly is the difference? There's a very basic chakira, become popular in all my yeshivas when I'm going to begin with Basra. Famous chakira about what's really going on and the bays in Baba Basra. Mishnah begins by saying, two fellows divide up a courtyard, and this has agreed, again, according to the time, the Gemara has agreed is the issue here. This has agreed, all of a sudden, state in the Mishnah, boneness a curse of the Yamza. They are required and basically will force them to build a wall. So the existence of Hezekriya results in the requirement of the Chazal to step to the plate and force them to build a wall. Yeshulach, one can understand, how do you understand this halacha of the requirement to build a wall? What is the nature of that chiyo, that hagdara, that bein, those words in the Mishnah, bein es akos of the Yamza? So one can understand it one of two ways. There's a din that you're not allowed to be basic somebody. There's a din that I can prevent you from being bad. If you're mazik me, I have a right to come to Beis Din and tell you to stop doing that hezek. The bidin a kosel, there's nothing magic about a kosel. The tviya that I have against you is, I don't want you to be mazik me anymore. So Chazal had to scratch their heads and think, what could we possibly do to stop this hezek from happening? So if we had a better idea, we would have one, but we don't have a better idea. So the best thing we can do is we tell you to build a wall. There was never a form of takonis acham to build a wall. The din is, you have to stop being mazik. Practically, the way to do it, so we called our experts at Home Depot, and they said, you know what, the only way to stop this hezek is to build a wall. Great, so we tell you to build a wall. But we're not, the chiyav is not called bein es hakosel. Bein es hakosel is just the technical, the metzias response to the chiyav to stop being mazik. What do I say? No, it's more than that. Since there's a hezek going on, and since that hezek must be stopped, and you have a right to take me to a din Torah to prevent me from being mazik you. And we all know there's only one way to stop this hezek. It's not like there are 15 different options out there. There's only one thing to do. You got to build a wall. So Chazal decided to make a takona. The takona sachamim is, if and when shutfin divide a chatzir, but it's a curse of the yamta. We as Chazal make a takona sachamim and hefkebeh, we make it a din moment, that there's a chovas binyan ha-koysel. So binyan ha-koysel is not just some arbitrary response to a chiyav hezek, to a nisa hezek, bonus akosel is the name of the game. And they actually gave its chus mamonis to each party to demand the bidin akosel. I have a shibud now to build this kosel. You have a shibud to build the kosel for me. I have a claim against you called, I have this chus mamon of insisting on bidin akosel, and you have this chus mamon against me insisting on bidin akosel. What's the difference? Whether you say the first way or the second, at the end of the day, there's going to be a wall put up. So, can you imagine? The guys from Home Depot are putting up the workers are putting up the wall, the construction guys are putting up the wall, and the lamdanim are sitting and tumbling. Is this our wall? Is this not really a wall? Is it a hezek with a wall? I don't love this. I remember, I think I mixed all this up with that, and we were learning the first Bechem of Bas in Kiryat many, many years ago. So it was one of the first Shabbos of this man. So the Rosh Hashiva was walking around the Beis Medrash in the afternoon on Shabbos, and he saw some of the boys were learning. It was a little parsha, they're learning a little Musar, a little Machshava. So he turned around to the Yeshiva and he says, "Ani lo mevin. Also, living us a kaisel b'Shabbos a mukta." He wanted us to be learning b'nei sakaisel. So b'nei sakaisel, that's the shaila. Is it achil b'nei sakaisel, or is it just the mitzias of b'nei sakaisel? So comes the rush and says, "Look at the lush of the rush again." The other night in Ramakhanis, Shari Hacha, the tviyas mamon yesh b'neiam, to the chayev kol echad b'chaver the sayah b'binyan hakaisel. It's a chayev of binyan hakaisel. The habik was is chayev lo mana machlo. Allah, I owe you a wall. If I owe you a wall, you can be Michael on that wall. You owe me a wall, I can be Michael on that wall. And therefore, she's Zocha b'chilas b'akinyan. The same way I can be Michael. If I owe you $1,000, you can be Michael on that chiyah. But you can't turn around a week later and say, I'm a vater, I'm backing tracking from my mechila. So if the chiyah of Binyan HaKaisa would not have been a chiyah of Binyan HaKaisa, it would have been just simply a statement that you're not allowed to be mazik somebody. So Kol's man that I tell you it's okay, then it's okay. But the minute I retract, I can retract. The same way, if I tell you to smash my car, I can retract. There was nothing for the Bechil. The Bechil was in Chal. It was just an Iyak Pada. I'm not, I don't care about it right now. So if I say it's okay, you're allowed to do it. Kol's man that I say it's okay. The minute that I stop saying it's okay, you got to stop smashing. But over here, the Isser of Hezek Re'iyah transforms into a chi of mominess. It's a chi of tzuchus mamon. It's mana yesh l'chavero. Mamon yesh l'chavero, love. That's nita de bechil yalim vod. That's the famous breakthrough of the Rosh. The question is that correct? Is that agreed upon by everybody? That new way of understanding b'nei sakaisel of yamtza could have a whole new impact on other aspects of this halacha. Hopefully, that's a shalom tomorrow. We have to pick up this breakthrough of the Rosh that b'nei sakaisel is clearly not just an issur hezek. There's more to it than meets the eye. It's a chayvus b'nei sakaisel. So we have to test that theory against other statements, other didim, other statements of the Rosh itself within the sugya to get a little bit of clarity about what this b'nei sakaisel is.
Okay, maybe we'll